Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2018. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Metam Wave and on the 4930-12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or at www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
In a show of unity among the three main political parties and the Joint Monitoring and Implementation Committee, officials in Mashonaland East today launched a peace-building campaign to promote non-violent campaigning among their supporters.
You know, the cleanup went up very well. And we're expecting, you know, that peace that we are trying to build is going to continue until we hold the next elections.
A Harare magistrate court finds the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority guilty of violating a salary agreement it entered with workers.
You may recall that this is the last year that the 7th Parliament is going to sit, and therefore it is imperative that we sit as an organization to take stock of the things that we have achieved, looking at the list that we had in terms of priority.
And Parliament's Liaison and Coordination Committee is meeting in Bulawayo for 3 days to review its strategic plan.
In a show of unity among the three main political parties and the Joint Monitoring and Implementation Committee, officials in Mashonaland East today launched a peace-building campaign to promote non-violent campaigning among their supporters. Held today in Wedza, members of ZANU-PF and the Movement for Democratic Change formations of Prime Minister Moken Tswangirai and Professor Welshman Ncube kicked off their program with a clean-up of the area. Officials say the exercise is designed to curb political violence at a time of growing political tensions as Zimbabweans prepare for a general election expected before the end of the year. MTCT Provincial Chairman Peniel Denga tells reporter Tatenda Kumbo that the program is intended to show solidarity among the parties.
All political parties represented in the GPA were present, which is MDCT, ZANU-PF, and the MDC. And, you know, we had mobilized our youth from, you know, different political persuasions for this cleanup, of which it showed that there is a lot of tolerance amongst the youth, and that you could see them mingling, you know, sharing jokes, even, you know, sharing their contact numbers. And, you know, the cleanup went up very well. And we're expecting, you know, that peace that we are trying to build is going to continue until we hold the next elections.
MTC and Provincial Chairman Tangisai Mandaza says the peace campaign may be a good start, but political party officials must walk the talk.
Tomorrow we are going to Murewa. We call it Kuzilira Mambo in Shona. We are going to help the chief to do the harvest in his field. The three political parties will be involved, ZANU-PF, MDCT, and MDC. This is the only way to show that people in Zimbabwe should work together as one. No violence should be tolerated in the area. So we are going there just to symbolize to the people that there is no, we should not do any violence in any political activities.
Yeah, how do you think people will take this message of non-violence and peace?
Yeah, the people are receiving the message very well. The only problem is that we should walk our talk. That's where the problem is. If the leaders can practice what they say, then I think everything will be okay. But with the local, the grassroots people, everything is okay. They are even yet with the way how things are moving with that program.
Studio 7 asked the ZANU-PF party representative at the campaign and the ZANU-PF representative to Jomik to comment on today's program, but both said they would not speak with Studio 7. So Studio 7 reached out to ZANU-PF Deputy Director of Information, Psychology Maziwisa, who said his party welcomes the joint campaign as it promotes the calls for non-violence made by the president.
I think ZANU-PF, it's very much consistent and it's in accord with what the president
of the party, President Robert Mugabe, even the president of the country, Comrade Robert Mugabe, has consistently been saying since the inception of the government of national unity that we need peace, we need tolerance, we do not need violence in this country. Let political parties win in elections on the basis of their programs, on the basis of their activities, not on the basis of violence. So we welcome such programs. I know that in ZANU-PF we have such initiatives, sweeping from the Youth League, from the Women's League, even from the main wing of the party, where the Youth League, for example, is coming up with programs like beauty pageants to try and promote peace and tolerance in this country. It took even Jomik to bring all political parties in the coalition government together and to denounce violence. It did not happen of his own free will, for example, for the MDCT to join the activities that were happening today in Mashonaland and East. And it's very sad.
Jomik's campaign continues tomorrow in Murewa, where the parties say they will help the chief with the harvest. Will the campaign succeed? Will it reduce violence? VOA Studio 7 reporter Thandekile Mhlanga put this question to Jomik co-chairperson Thapita Khumalo, who says the community initiative programs the government initiated last year helped reduce cases of political violence throughout the country.
We came up with initiatives of decentralizing the Jomik to all provinces where we have got offices in every province. We have formed what we call provincial liaison committees that are consisting of the provincial leadership of three political parties. And so far, most of our provinces, they've got cleanup operations that they're carrying out within their province. We have got what we call sensitization programs, where it has got to the ground and sensitize people about the global political agreement and its content. We also have the process whereby they meet with the police where there's been any disturbance in that particular province. Police are part and parcel of that community, so they are able to deal with cases faster than what we were doing initially as the operations, because we're overwhelmed for us to cover the 10 provinces.
Do you think these programs have helped in building peace in the country?
We receive monthly reports from all provinces telling us of what is happening on the ground, and as operations, we also go to the province to go and verify what we would have been told. There's been a huge change in the grassroots in terms of how they should live with each other, regardless of their political affiliations.